The Syrian capital, Damascus, is not usually associated with Christmas, but the holiday spirit is alive and well in a city that hosts one of the world's oldest Christian communities and offers some of the region's very best Christmas shopping. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Three scraggly fir trees stand on display outside a store in the Christian quarter of Damascus, known as Bab Touma. Christmas music blares from a loudspeaker on the sidewalk. Inside, customers browse for Christmas lights, tree ornaments, and other baubles. Some seem bemused by a collection of small porcelain Santas in sunglasses playing the saxophone. Christians account for only about 10% of Syria's population, but many of the country's Muslims observe some Yuletide traditions as well, like decorating Christmas trees. Maha Farah, a mother of three, says she's trying to get a good price on one of the trees on display. She says Christmas has always been important here, but that for the past couple of years, families have been celebrating it in a much more public and festive way. A few years ago, just a few apartment balconies were decorated with Christmas trimmings. Now it's contagious, says Farah. Everyone is decorating their balconies, and people are spending more and more money for their decorations. Farah says she's not quite sure why Syrians are putting more effort into Christmas. Her friend speculates that it may be due to satellite television and greater Syrian exposure to Western Christmas traditions. Others say Syrians have more money these days to spend on such excesses. In any case, Farah's six-year-old daughter, Rasha, says she's especially excited about Christmas this year. She says she's requested a very special gift from Santa Claus, or Papa Noel, as he's better known here. A Barbie swimming pool, she says. Not so long ago, Barbie dolls would have been little known in this closed, authoritarian state. Given Syria's centralized, government-run economy, very little is imported here, especially not American dolls. Still, it's quite apparent this Christmas season that not even Syria can avoid the forces of globalization. At a nearby store called Popeyes, shopkeeper Hassan Jaber shows off his singing Santas, plastic reindeer and gold bells, stuff one might find at any local five and dime in America. But most of it, he says proudly, is made in Syria. Everything is in demand right now, says Jaber. It's all selling. Thankfully for Christmas shoppers in search of more elegant gifts, Damascus has more to offer than just singing Santas. Not far from Bab Touma is the city's famous Souk al-Hamadiyya, where hundreds of shops offer a wealth of oriental goods.
Damascus has always been craftsman center.
That's shopkeeper Hassan Dahabi, who points to some of the finest crafts he has to offer for Christmas. Embroidered gold silk damask cloth, inlaid mother-of-pearl boxes, and intricately carved brass trays. And then there's this famous hand-embroidered Christmas tablecloth.
This is the fancy festive, which has bright red base with the white candles, with the golden flames, and the Christmas tree, the bells in gold, and snowflakes in the center.
That's very elaborate.
It cannot be more Christmassy than this.
Dahabi says with these sorts of handicrafts, Damascus should be a Christmas shopping mecca for foreigners from Europe and the United States. Alas, he says, tourists are scarcer than ever this season due to the political tensions in the region. But that just means better prices for the intrepid Christmas shopper, as store owner Laith Yahur promises.
I will make it unusual price because also unusual lady. And Christmas price, really.
And adds Yahur, he takes MasterCard Visa and American Express. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.